From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April 7th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Last week, LBS took center stage with several product announcements coming from CTIA. We had the opening of the BlackBerry App Store, and winners were announced for the NavTech LBS Challenge. Are any of these new products game changers, or are they just toys? We'll look at that and more, but first a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Adina, just to recap some of the news from last week, we heard several new products coming from the Wireless Association trade show, otherwise known as CTIA. Some were new mobile products, some new data products, and others were just platforms. And I just want to give a brief recap. NavTech had a pedestrian navigation product they call NavTech Discover Cities. Qualcomm announced that their Gobi platform, this is embedded 3G chips for notebooks and laptops that now will leverage a location-based service. The new BlackBerry App Store was announced last week, and there were several applications. I downloaded U-Locate's Wear application. Trapster was on there. This is an application for finding police radar locations. Finally, I wanted to just briefly touch on the NavTech LBS Challenge winners. There was one application called Taxi for Me, which is a mobile taxi ordering service. Dial Plus had a social networking application. Columbia Games had something called To Get There, which allows people to share car rides. And I guess in sum of all of these, one of the things I wanted to ask is, are any of these game changers?
I think there's really something to be drawn from the winners of the NavTech LBS Challenge. The real crux of it is that location does not take center stage in these applications. And then let me explain what I mean. Taxi for Me, as I read what it's about, isn't so much about the location and getting the nearest taxi or anything like that. It's about the local taxi companies bidding for your business. And then you pick the one that you want to actually use to get you a ride from here to there. So location is sort of secondary. Bidding is the real issue. In the case of Dial Plus, that's all about aggregating information about the party at the other end of the phone. If it's a business, let's say it's a restaurant, it's about, you know, what's the location, how to get there, what's the menu, when's it open, that kind of information. If it's a person, it's an aggregation of information from their social networks. So the key point there isn't location, it's aggregation. To get there from Columbia Games, and be careful when you spell Columbia because, of course, this is the one with C-O-L-O, not C-O-L-U. That application is about ride sharing, and they sort of craft it in the concept of saving the planet. But the location part of it is kind of secondary. So I think that's a real big step forward in terms of location being just another factor and not the central reason for being for these applications.
Yeah, one of the things that Jeff Mize, the VP for NavTech, mentioned in presenting the awards was that some of the things that they had seen over the years that they've been running the LBS Challenge was a change in how the applications moved from, and I think as you pointed out, the central thing being location, and he mentioned navigation applications being one of them, to something of more social networking and more location-based advertising type applications where, again, whether you're bidding or trying to get somebody's business, that was the central point. Location was used as the nice-to-have feature or at least supporting feature for all of these applications. So there has been a progression over the last few years away from location as the central app to something where it's just a supporting app. One of the things I wanted to bring up that I think is more of a game changer is something I observed recently. I was on a Boy Scout camping trip. Always when you take these trips, you're weather aware. We had a situation really blow up very unexpectedly with the weather, such that there was a tornado warning issued in the county. And as you may or may not know, a lot of these tornado warnings are given on a countywide basis. And these counties can be many miles, tens of miles wide. So you never know exactly where the tornado may be touching down. And again, a tornado warning is when a tornado is sighted, and there is a verification of that. What was interesting was is that when the warning was issued, we got many text messages from people, again, concerned parents. All of the adult scout leaders immediately whipped out either their BlackBerry or iPhone and went to either weather.com or WeatherBug and found exactly where the severe weather was being located. I thought it was just a phenomenal situation where we knew exactly how much danger we were actually in, such that we knew that we had to move the boys to a sheltered area, but that there was no immediate danger. Now, this to me was a game-changing situation where we had immediate access to information that was pertinent, that where lives could have been at stake, but in this case, we knew we were safe. These are the types of game-changing applications that I would pay for.
First of all, when you introduce this topic, you use the term game changer. And the big thing here is this situation, there was no game. This wasn't some I want to play with my friends and find out what bar they're at. This was a potentially life-threatening situation. This was not a game. This was all about safety. And for whatever reason, in the past couple of years, we have completely forgotten the value of location-based services for just that. Now, early on in location-based services' existence, the big push was about safety. And this was true of just mobile phones in general. There's an awful lot of ads saying, dear parents, make sure your son or daughter who is a new driver has a phone so they can contact you or emergency services if they get into trouble when they're on the road. There's a little bit of a scare tactic there, but there was no question that this was probably a good idea. I know when I got my first cell phone, which I got because I worked for a particular company, not because I had the money to buy it, my parents loved that idea that I had a cell phone. But things have really swung the other way now, where location-based services are all about social networks and it's sort of gamey. Oh, heavens, I'll get there 5 minutes faster if I route this way than if I go this way. That's not a life or death situation. And I think this is going to swing back and forth. But now we're, unfortunately, in the gamey side of things, and we really need to be thinking about the kinds of applications like the one you just were discussing.
I think what we're seeing, though, is a situation where we may see the evolution go from friend-to-friend communications to enterprise work applications. And there may be a better example of some of the game-changing apps that we will see, something that you think would benefit the company, would increase revenue, and all of those types of situations. Some of the things that are coming out now, Doppler is one of those applications that you can put in your trip. You can see where other business associates may be traveling to the same location. I don't find Doppler as useful. One that I have found useful, I found it through LinkedIn, was something called TripIt. Everybody who is in your network has the opportunity to see who is going to that particular location, and that is useful to me. Again, it's not as dramatic as knowing where tornadoes are, but it's useful. And I would like to see more applications like that come about. And, of course, it only comes about by trial and error. Is it something that's going to work? As I said, I downloaded a few apps to my BlackBerry. You know, the Wear application from Ulocate, pretty interesting. It had some very useful tools like gas prices, which other applications have. That certainly would be useful to me. I would certainly make the additional trip up the road if it was a mile to get a cheaper gas price. There are some very niche things that are coming out that I think are very useful, some not so useful.
Well, and I think we're still searching for those sticky applications for mobile devices, the ones that you're going to use more than once or twice when you first get it and you're excited about it. And those are hard to find, and they're few and far between. And one of the things that I was looking for in looking at the announcement of the BlackBerry App World was Exactly that. Applications that were more focused on business sorts of users versus social uses. I mean, I consider the BlackBerry to be a business device. Maybe that's not so true anymore. But all the people that I know who have them because of their business needs. And when I looked over the top 10 BlackBerry App World apps as listed by PC World, very few of them had any particular business use, so far as I could tell. And that's sort of disappointing. I'm looking for more of those.
That's a good, really good point. And I'll further emphasize, I'm just looking at my BlackBerry now in App World, and just as a comparison, the number of productivity and utilities applications that you can download, number 120. The number of games that you can download, number 136. So just by comparison. But I do think certainly there's going to be more developed out there for BlackBerries, and I think you'll see more productivity tools and professional or business applications that you'll see. I just think that kind of the iPhone has eclipsed a lot of what the BlackBerry App Store might have put out there. Although we did find out last week was that the RIM's numbers, their sales numbers were just astronomical. I think the stock shot up about 20%. So obviously it's having some impact, and we'll probably see more apps come very soon through the App Store.
Well, and there's one other point. Again, if this is a business application, why is it that when you buy the apps from, and I'm going to be very careful here, it's the BlackBerry App World. It's the iPhone that has a store, which again to me is kind of the store is kind of consumer, regular person kind of thing, and App World is more of a businessy kind of marketing term. But interestingly, if you want to buy something from BlackBerry App World, you know how you pay? You pay using PayPal. Is that a business enterprise kind of payment solution? The companies have PayPal accounts? To me, that's a very much a consumer eBay kind of thing, which also struck me as, again, are you talking to your user base, or is your user base changing and I just don't know it?
Yeah, it's certainly a fair point. And again, I think they probably have to work out a few of those details. But you're right, you're going to be able to pay with your corporate credit card. It wasn't simple. That was a little bit of a surprise to me because I did pay for one app and I had to go dig up my PayPal account that I hadn't used in a while, my personal PayPal account.
Right. And maybe what we're seeing is these things really are blending together. And that line that we used to think about, BlackBerry is for business, iPhone and some of the other smartphones are for, you know, personal, more for personal use. Maybe that's blurring, and maybe that's what the folks at NIM want. But that, too, is going to change what people are expecting from the apps in these respective app stores.
I tell you one other thing, the last topic I want to cover is that when you look at all of these applications, whether they came from the LBS Challenge or wherever, there's too many of them to choose from. And I wonder if there's going to be an aggregation of some of these applications under an umbrella product. As an example, the Ulocate Wear program has a couple of these little nifty applications, the gas prices, where's your Starbucks, and kind of like press your button, get your Starbucks location, for example. So I wonder if we want to see, like, example from the App Store is, give me one umbrella application which I can get all of my enterprise-focused applications so I don't have to go pick and choose, well, do I want the Taxi for Me one? Do I want another social network one from Dial Plus?
I see. So what you really want is like a little office suite for your phone with your little productivity applications already selected by the platform or the carrier.
I think that's a great example.
All right. Well, let's push that a little further. Let's take five as a starting point. What five things should be in there? And let's do this separately. So let's do a business five and a consumer five.
So for my business app, I definitely want a navigation tool, and right now I use the VZ Navigator. I certainly want a social networking tool, and I think TripIt is a good one, but again, TripIt through LinkedIn. So maybe you combine the TripIt and the LinkedIn on as a business app for me. And then I think some sort of a document management, a document reader, like an Excel reader, a Word doc reader. And then maybe lastly, a notepad reader that I could just take simple notes, and those are the four or five that I think would come to mind immediately that I would have most use for. Again, some are location based, some are not. But as a business tool suite. I think those from the business side would be the ones I would choose. Now, over on the consumer side, it may be similar. Certainly, gas prices. I'd like to know where my circle of friends are, and certainly my circle of family, so maybe some sort of friend finder. And I thought you brought up a really good point earlier, which is when you first had the cell phone, you bought that cell phone for security. So some sort of security app, like a weather-based application that would alert me when maybe severe weather is approaching. So I can think of three right off that would be on my consumer list.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the carriers start thinking that way and start sort of packaging these together in units where you pay some, maybe it's slightly less if you buy the group together than if you buy them separately, and have that as sort of the core set of tools. The same way you typically, when you get your computer, be it a laptop or a desktop, you have some kind of core suite of basic tools that you need.
To be fair, when you buy an app, when you buy an iPhone or you buy a BlackBerry, you do get your basic applications. But from a location-based services standpoint, you could see that some sort of packaging arrangement would certainly be in the offing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that ESRI's Managing Infrastructure Projects with GIS seminar will be held Thursday, April 23rd at GITA's Geospatial Infrastructure Solutions Conference in Tampa, Florida. Visit ESRI's booth number 513 during the conference, April 19th to the 22nd. For more information, please visit www.esri.com/GITA. Also, I wanted to remind our listeners that we announced our call for presentations for the 2009 Location Intelligence Conference last week. The conference will be held in Westminster, Colorado this October the 5th through the 7th at the Westin Hotel. To submit a presentation, please go to www.locationintelligence.net. Please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.